हरे कृष्णा
हरे कृष्णा।
दिस इज द फर्स्ट टाइम आई बीन टू वृंदावन फॉर क्वाइट अ व्हाइल एंड आई कैन रियली परसीव द स्पिरिचुअल एटमॉस्फेयर हियर. आई स्पेंड सम टाइम इन द टेंपल इन द आफ्टरनून. This rain in the temple, the Prabhupada, and then one by one the different deities. Altars were opened, very powerful deities. So just being here itself is a change for me, for some of you. But the idea of the retreat is like you're in a war, a battle, and then sometimes you retreat from the skirmish and sort of regroup your forces, make a new strategy, and then come out stronger. So we want to take advantage of this opportunity to really retreat from interaction with the external world as far as possible, and just use the time, very special time. You may not have this opportunity again for a while. Use this very special time to focus on our relationship with the Holy Name. And make it the center of the retreat, ultimately the center of our lives. What we experience here, we are meant to take with us certain principles, techniques, experiences, realizations. We take with us when we leave the retreat and try to recreate the same type of situation with the same type of consciousness, so that we can continue to go deeper in our relationship with the Holy Name. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said that of all the processes of devotional service, chanting of the Holy Name is the best. And if one chants without offense, one will develop love for Krishna. So it is the most essential of our spiritual practices. We do spend time on it, but the consciousness that we bring to it can change, can improve. Instead of being something that we have to do because it's a spiritual duty, it can become something that we want to do. I might mention that I was recently in Philadelphia, and last Sunday there's a devotee there named Ariyashva, who's a center downtown. And every Sunday morning, people gather in up above the windows, and there's like a little temple room with a big Panchatantra deities, Srila Prabhupada, Jagannath Baladeva, and Subhadra. And they focus on japa. It was just like a japa retreat, in the sense that everyone was there just to focus like Alpha, it's very surcharged. Yeah, the spirit is very surcharged because everyone gathered for the same purpose, the one purpose, to chant and hear with attention, to deepen their relationship with the Holy Name. And it was just so nice to be in the mood of having nothing else to do except chant. In fact, when it was time to stop chanting, that was sort of, we had to do it, but we weren't happy. As one devotee said, he used to think that his japa was something that got in the way of his life, but now he feels that his life is something that gets in the way of his japa. So that's the shift that can take place, that our real life is Krishna consciousness, and the way to enter deeply into Krishna consciousness is to chant deeply. That's the goal of everything else, just immerse oneself in the chanting, relishing the chanting it's not just an activity in of itself, it is a service in and of itself, it's relishable. And just let yourself go, let go of everything else, and let yourself go and immerse yourself deeply in the experience. Hare Krishna.